Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 1, Observing the Armies on the Battlefield of Kurukshetra. Verse 1. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjay, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? This is what I've written, my comment. The Mahabharata describes in great detail the political intrigues that led to the Battle of Kurukshetra, about which blind King Dhritarashtra now inquires from his secretary Sanjay. At this point in Mahabharata, the sons of Pandu are assembled with their allies to fight the sons of Dhritarashtra and their allies, literally hundreds of millions. From powerful generals to common foot soldiers, have gathered with their weapons, horses, and elephants to fight in one of the biggest battles of all times. The climax of the entire epic is fast approaching. Which valiant soldiers will survive? Which side will win? Will good triumph over evil? Certainly, no one's mind at this point is wandering. The battle is about to begin. The first 27 slokas of the Gita set the battlefield scene, and suddenly Krishna inserts within our open ears, minds, and hearts philosophy that will awaken us to our immortality. Srila Prabhupada explains Krishna's compassion. Quote, we have taken a very difficult task to convince people to take to Krishna consciousness, but that is the only benefit or the supreme goal of life. Krishna personally comes to teach this science. Why did Krishna leave the Bhagavad Gita? Out of his compassion, so that after my disappearance, people will take advantage of this Bhagavad Gita. As I instructed my dear friend Arjuna, they will also take advantage and become free from the clutches of death. This is the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita. That's from Prabhupada's lecture at September 7th, 1975 in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport that this first verse reveals Dhritarashtra's inclinations. Quote, both the Pandavas and the sons of Dhritarashtra belong to the same family. But Dhritarashtra's mind is disclosed herein. He deliberately claimed only his sons as Kurus, and he separated the sons of Pandu from the family heritage. Dhritarashtra was afraid. His sons' opponents included warriors like Arjuna and Bhima. Most frightening of all, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, was on the battlefield driving Arjuna's chariot. In addition, the battle would take place in the holy dham of Kurukshetra. The Pandavas were exceedingly pious, and Dhritarashtra did not want the favorable influence of the Dham to aid the Pandavas or to influence his own sons to compromise. He wanted the battle to begin, and the Pandavas did. He hoped the Dham would influence the Pandavas to renounce their claim in order to avoid all bloodshed. Thus, Dhritarashtra asked Sanjay, what did my sons and the sons of Pandu do? Text 2. Sanjay said, O king, after looking over the army arranged in military formation by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhana went to his teacher and spoke the following words. 3. O my teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Jupiter. My comment. Duryodhana was a great politician. He could have mentioned Drishtadyumna's name directly, but instead he purposefully called him the son of Jupiter. Jupiter and Drona were enemies, and therefore, to incite Drona's anger, Duryodhana reminded Drona that his enemy's son, Drishtadyumna, was arranging the army. Because Drona was naturally inclined to the Pandavas, especially to Arjuna, his greatest student, Duryodhana needed to use whatever ploys he could to ensure that Drona would fight to the best of his ability. Jupiter and Drona had attended the same Gurukula, even though Drona was the son of a poor Brahmana and Jupiter was a prince. Despite the differences in their backgrounds, the two became intimate friends. In a moment of affection, Jupiter had once told his friend that when he inherited the kingdom, he would give him half. Drona took his friend's words to heart. Long after they had graduated and Drona had entered Grihastha life, he found his son crying for milk. Drona was so poor that he could not afford to buy milk for his child. Then he remembered Jupiter's promise and thought, "Let me go to my dear friend Jupiter and beg a cow from him." When Drona arrived at Jupiter's palace, he was not properly received. Jupiter said, "I am your friend. Friendship can only be recognized only amongst equals. Get out of here immediately." Drona vowed revenge. Later, he trained both the Kuru and Pandava princes in the military arts and then asked for his Guru Dakshin, "Capture Jupiter and bring him before me." The Kauravas offered to try first, but Jupiter easily defeated them and sent them back to Drona in embarrassment. Dronacharya was mortified. Arjuna then came forward. The other Pandavas lined up behind him as he attacked Panchala, Jupiter's kingdom. Arjuna captured and bound Jupiter in ropes after a fierce battle, and he carried him to Dronacharya's feet. Dronacharya then took half of Jupiter's kingdom and thus made Jupiter his enemy. Jupiter then performed a sacrifice to obtain a son who would kill Drona. That son was Dhrishtadyumna. Dhrishtadyumna later approached Dronacharya to study the military science, and although Dronacharya knew that Dhrishtadyumna was specifically empowered to kill him, he still did not hesitate to train him. Such is the liberality of a Brahmana. The Brahmana's liberal heart is compared to the sun, which does not withhold its light from the courtyard of anyone, even a thief. Similarly, Dronacharya did not hesitate to impart all his military secrets to Dhrishtadyumna. Text 4. We shall read that, beginning that next time, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.